In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. St. Paul states in today's epistle that each person in the body of Christ, the church, is blessed by God with gifts. And these gifts vary from one person to the next. In this context, the old adage, unity and diversity, finds its rightful meaning. They are given by God to His people both as a blessing to each recipient of the gift, but beyond that, for the building up of the church. The first point that he makes is that these gifts have been given to each of us to be used, and to be used with close attention to maximizing their benefit to the body of Christ. To do otherwise is to fall short of what God has called us, of that to which God has called us. Some gifts may be of a spiritual nature, while others may be of a more practical nature. But even those that seem to be more practical find their ultimate value in the ways they enable others to see love for God and our fellow members of His body, the church. And let me add this. We must exercise these gifts that God has given us through the virtues of God. Just listen to the beautiful words from our reading from Romans today. Just one little brief excerpt here. St. Paul writes, "Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer." So the exercise of the gifts that God has given us will not always be flashy. These gifts are essential, nevertheless. These gifts will generate multiple blessings in God's church when they are exercised in faith. Just look at the paralytic in today's gospel. His friends brought him with his obvious approval to the Lord for healing of his paralysis. The Lord saw their faith and granted not only healing from his physical paralysis, but also more essentially, healing from his spiritual paralysis and the forgiveness of the young man's sins. You know, some people have seem to be able to believe easier than others. Believing in God, trusting in God, comes, I don't know how to say this any other way, more natural to some than others. But when a person that believes more easily, for the lack of a better way of expressing it, exercises that faith, it enables others who may have more difficulty in believing to believe. We become icons of Christ in that way, exercising these gifts that God has given to us. They're not just for our benefit. They are for the benefit of the church. Now, two dangers exist that can short-circuit our witness to the watching world of our love for God in relation to the gifts that He gives us. First, we can fall into this mentality of, I don't really have anything to offer. You may really feel that way. Or maybe that's just an excuse. Just as He did with the paralytic, our Lord can take our most humble and seemingly unimpressive offering and use it to His glory. The second danger is seen in a selfish, lazy attitude that is caught up in the pleasures of this world, with little or no concern for participating in the life of Christ in His church. We are constantly bombarded by the cares, the temptations of the world. We must reaffirm continually our love for God and His kingdom, which we experience in this world in His one holy Catholic and apostolic church. So my friends in Christ, faith and diligence begets faith and diligence. Never underestimate that reality. We are united in the body of Christ. It is that to which we have been called. We have been bought and paid for with a great price on the cross of Christ. We are in His army. We are in His family. We are in His kingdom. Let us bear good testimony to the watching world of our love for Him and all of mankind. Last week in Pensacola, I emphasized to the faithful of St. Andrew's Church there that each of us are members of the royal priesthood. When we become members of the church, we become members of the priesthood. We have a responsibility to pray. We have a responsibility to believe, to help, and all of these other aspects of ministry. Those things are not just for the priest or the deacon or the bishop. They are for each and every one of you. And when we come and gather for these services, not just the Divine Liturgy, all of them, the prayers that are offered are not just the prayers from the clergy up here. They're your prayers. And as I said last week, without you, we wouldn't even have any need for bishops and priests and deacons. That's the only reason those offices exist to begin with. So our prayers and our encouragements, our love and our concern for each other make a huge difference. Don't ever believe that you don't have a part in that, a very essential part. May we all be worthy of our calling and exercise the gifts that God has given us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.